Harper Children's Audio presents A Christmas Dream and Rose's Tale by Louisa May Alcott, performed by Lauren Ambrose. From A Louisa May Alcott Christmas, Selected Holiday Stories and Poems, copyright 2004 by HarperCollins Publishers, production copyright 2007 by HarperCollins Publishers. Rose's Tale. Now, I believe everyone has had a Christmas present and a good time. Nobody has been forgotten, not even the cat, said Mrs. Ward to her daughter as she looked at Pobbelinda purring on the rug with a new ribbon round her neck and the remains of a chicken bone between her paws. It was very late, for the Christmas tree was decorated, the little folks in bed, the baskets and bundles left at poor neighbors' doors, and everything ready for the happy day which would begin as the clock struck 12. They were resting after their mother's words reminded Belinda of one good friend who had received no gift that night. "We've forgotten Rosa! Her mistress is away, but she shall have a present nevertheless. As late as it is, I know she would like some apples and cake and a Merry Christmas from the family." Belinda jumped up as she spoke, and having collected such remnants of the feast as a horse would relish, she put on her hood, lighted a lantern, and trotted off to the barn to deliver her Christmas cheer. As she opened the door of the loose box in which Rosa was kept, Belinda saw Rosa's eyes shining in the dark as she lifted her head with a startled air. Then, recognizing a friend, the horse rose and came rustling through the straw to greet her late visitor. She was evidently much pleased with the attention and gratefully rubbed her nose against Miss Belinda. At the same time, she poked her nose suspiciously into the contents of the basket. Miss Belinda well knew that Rosa was an unusually social beast and would enjoy the little...